The latest from our daily newsletter at podnews.net. Guardians of the River is to be premiered at the 2021 Tribeca Festival. The podcast from House of Pods is a series about whether it's possible to protect some of the most remote and wild places on the planet. Like this, the Okavango Delta in Botswana, Africa. In podcast news later, another podcast from the festival. After an explosive article on Peter Vincer on Friday from The Verge, an anonymous article has appeared in The Hype magazine, breathlessly praising the notorious studio's CEO. On Twitter, Vincer has said of The Verge piece, "I like to have fun and I certainly border inappropriate often, but the rest is nonsense." Economist for Fast Company says it's not just you. The Apple Podcasts app is a disaster. Joe Berkovitz says, "I truly cannot remember any other instance where an update made an app's user experience this incomprehensibly terrible." Ouch. CleanPod is apparently a service that will remove the swearing from podcasts. They're running a survey on how it might work. NPR has won its first ever Pulitzer Prize for journalism. The winner, No Compromise, was an investigative podcast about gun rights activists. NPR's podcast revenue is likely to be up at least 30% this financial year, according to the COO of National Public Media, Brian Moffitt. The growth is attributed to advertising innovation. Spotify is close to getting Call Her Daddy as an exclusive for $20 million, says the Wall Street Journal today. In Le Pod, an article about the emergence of podcasting in Africa. It's exploding in East Africa, says the piece in French, but West African growth is slow. And DigiDay report on the growing number of internal podcasts for businesses. The tech stuff in a minute. First, in the latest podcast news, Project ARRI is launched today, an original podcast for the Australian government's Stop It at the Start campaign. The podcast aims to positively influence young people around acceptable behaviour and respectful relationships. It's from Nova Entertainment. Unresolved also got a premiere at the Tribeca Festival from Frontline. It looks at why the US Department of Justice is investigating over 150 unsolved civil rights-era killings. Gimlet's Chompers, a podcast to help kids clean their teeth, is to become a Spotify exclusive on July the 1st. Unraveled, The Stalker's Web, launched this week, tracking a stalker believed to have terrorized over 50 victims across more than a dozen US states. Bon Appetit Healthy-ish is a mini-series from Condé Nast's Bon Appetit focused on providing healthy and delicious solutions to the seemingly supernatural battle against eating healthy. Hosted by Amanda Shapiro, it launches on Thursday, and Brain Cigar is a new podcast from comedy writers Peter Bainham and Jeremy Simmons. It describes itself as an essential new podcast focused on world events, TV shows, movies, music, books, and products that Peter and Jez remember. Remember very clearly, even if you don't. And in the tech stuff, the podcast GUID tag has been finalized. It's a simple method for a web-scale ID for every podcast. You see, not every podcast is an Apple podcast, so you can't use an Apple Podcasts ID nor a Spotify ID. And RSS feeds change if you change podcast host. On the other hand, a podcast GUID is fixed and stays with a podcast for life. And as a method of referring to a podcast, or at least a method of matching podcasts, it's ideal. And unambiguous. Unlike any of those two, it isn't owned by anyone either. So I'd heartily recommend that podcast hosts implement Podcast GUID, and we'd very much appreciate support for it in major directories too. It will make smart link services like ours, or Plink, or Podfollow, or others work better and result in more traffic to your app. In other news, we've added links to Podverse, a podcasting 2.0 app, in our newly built podcast pages. PodNews' podcast now correctly supports the podcast transcript tag after, you know, we read the spec. We've also tweaked our use of the podcast alternate enclosure tag too after, you know, something similar. Blue Wire's switch to Megaphone is also highlighted in our podcast host changes page this week. Otherwise, Libsyn lost most shows. Again, OmniStudio gained most. And that's the latest from our newsletter. For all the links, we're at podnews.net.